Armed Forces Radio Service presents the latest news of the we present Raymond Graham H.V. Calton the B Calton the B Calton the B Gabriel Gabriel Well, that's 30 for tonight, kids. It's the G.I. Journal.
Yes, sir, the G.I. Journal goes to press with the star-studded staff of your favorite reporters. Private Sadsack Mel Blanc, our copy gal of song, Miss Connie Haynes, Mel Torme and the Meltones, then there's none other than the body, Marie McDonald, the fat man, Sidney Greenstreet, the fit man, Arthur Treacher, music editor Dick Arant, yours truly, Harry Mitchell, and... G.I. Journal? No, our editor-in-chief isn't here yet. Now hold the wire and I'll connect you with his home. Who is the editor? Who else stays in bed till this time of day? Nobody but Jack Carson!
Well, Mr. Carson, it's time to get up and go to the office, sir.
Oh, Hattie, you're so lovely tonight. Come closer to me, Hattie, and let me kiss you.
Mr. Carson, you already have, and I'm not Hattie. Now, wake up, sir. You know, lying there, he reminds me of that popular song. He's probably the longest meatball I've ever seen.
Where am I?
You're in bed, sir, and you're due down at the G.I. Journal in a little while.
Oh, gee, what a beautiful dream I just had, creature. I dreamt that I was on a softball team with Hedy Lamarr.
What happened, sir?
What happened? Hmm. Nothing. You woke me up just as I was getting to first base. But, creature, is my bath ready?
Oh, yes, sir. Water temperature is 70 degrees, the brush is in the dish, and the washcloth is ready.
What about my toy boats?
Well, the fleet is in battle formation and ready to attack, sir.
Good, then I'll step in. All right, here's the brush. Scrub my back.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's enough. It's coming through the front now. Well, I guess I'm clean enough.
Yes, I suppose you mean that physically.
Why? Now, how do I look, preacher?
Oh, you're a wonderful specimen, sir. But if I may suggest, Mr. Carson, your toenails need clipping.
Well, go right ahead. One toe, two toes, three toes, four toes, five toes, six toes, seven toes. That's swell. Now the other foot.
Oh, the other foot doesn't need it, sir. Here are your shorts, Mr. Carson.
I'll put them on. Picture, these shorts are too small.
How do you know, sir?
Well, watch what happens when I bend over.
Must keep you nice and cool, though.
No. I wonder what shirt I should wear today. The green one, the red one, my blue one, or the one with the polka dots?
I say, let's make this a big day, sir.
How?
Wear a clean one.
Well, back in G.I. Journal's press room, we're inking the rollers to run off the top musical page with a five-column spread on that top vocal lineup, Mel Torme and the Meltones.
The more I hear the music. edition of Out of Love.
In Barcelona, I met a Bologna. And oh, how I wished for a date with that cute little dish. I call her my sweet Juanita. Juanita. All that I ever do is feed her.
Say, this dizzy skirt, she has steak for dessert. She's
some food assassin, Juanita. I declare no one there can beat her.
10 meals a day it takes to feed this gal of mine.
She's on a diet, now she's only eating 9.
Hey,
I call her my sweet Juanita. Juanita, so do I, so do I.
That's the way we serenade each night.
Sweet influenza cadenza.
When the moon is shining so bright. Amor, amor, amor.
Can you picture anything so sweet?
But my dough is vanished, cause that means in Spanish.
Come on, let's get something to eat. I call her my sweet Juanita. Juanita. All that I ever do is feed her.
Say, she's got a shape like a fully grown ape.
She's some good assassin, Juanita. I declare no one there can beat her.
10 meals a day it takes to feed this gal of mine. She's on a diet now, she's only eating 9.
Hey, I call her my sweet Juanita. Juanita.
What, again?
Oh, no. Potatoes, tomatoes, bananas, bananas.
I pity the poor guy who gave
Juanita, the queen of the Spanish cocaine.
Oh, mellow and swell, Mel Torme. Now let's pick up G.I. Journal's editor, Jack Carson, and his assistant, Arthur Treacher, on their way to work.
Come on, Treacher, let's go inside. Here's the G.I. Journal office. Well, let's get on to business. I wonder what I should do first. G.I. Journal, editor Carson speaking. You say you want to put an ad in our paper? Just a minute, I'll get a pencil. Yes? Yes? Yeah, I got it. Sergeant who's been overseas for 3 years would like to meet attractive girl who's fond of children. Object, 12 points. I'll print that right up.
Oh, Mr. Carson, sir, Mr. Carson. An extra just came out, and look at the headline. Famous Hollywood beauty kidnapped.
Let me see that. Gee, and there's a picture of her in a strapless bathing suit.
Yeah. What an intellectual forehead.
You better adjust your sights, Fisher. You're way off the target. Well, I'll get to the bottom of this kidnapping. I'll get the skunk who did it.
Someone looking for me?
It's Sydney Greenstreet.
I was walking by and I overheard you say you were going to investigate that kidnapping. You're not, are you?
You can't scare me, Mr. Greenstreet. I'm just as tough as you are.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. Take that, and that, and that, and that, and that.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'll come right to the point, Mr. Carson. I kidnapped that beautiful Hollywood actress.
I can't believe it.
It was nothing. Only yesterday I shot 4 men. Strangled 3 women and poisoned 2 entire families.
Really?
Yes. And no other fiend can make this statement.
Why do you do such things? Were you always this way?
Oh, no. You should have seen me when I was a little boy. On Sundays, I used to walk down the street wearing that little Lord Fauntleroy suit. And all the neighbors would point to me proudly and say, "There goes the little rat who stuck a knife in his teacher."
You stuck a knife in your teacher?
Yes, I wanted to do something big. All the other kids were putting tacks on the chair.
I can understand all those things, but kidnapping a glamour girl.
Well, I got tired of the Maltese Falcon. I wanted a Hollywood chick.
Tell me, Mr. Greenstreet, how did you manage to kidnap her in the first place?
Oh, it was easy. She was in the dressing room, and I went right through the transom.
You went through the transom? How did you ever get through a transom?
I made two trips.
Well, all I gotta say is any man who forces his way into a girl's dressing room, kidnaps her, puts this beautiful girl under his control so he can do anything he wants... Do you want a confederate?
No, I don't. And what's more, I don't need anyone snooping around my house. So goodbye, Mr. Carson. And don't forget, a word to the wise is sufficient.
Gee, he'd make a wonderful MP. Creature! Creature!
What is it, sir?
I just found out who kidnapped that beautiful Hollywood star, and we're going out and get her.
Well, we'll turn the girl over to the police?
Certainly. After a while. Creature, I might as well be honest with you. This is a very dangerous mission. You might get killed. But naturally, this detail is strictly on a volunteer basis.
I see.
So, if you want to go with me, just nod your head.
Stiff neck, haven't I, sir?
Well, coming up now is the musical feature page in our neat petite copy gal of song, Miss Connie Haynes.
Every week, G.I. Journal previews a brand new song written overseas and sent to us here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This week, the spotlight points with pride to our composer of the week, Private First Class Buddy Fain. His song is called Your Soldier Boy. So congratulations, buddy. Here's your tune, and I think it's a swell one. I just read a victory letter from a soldier across the sea. I was so impressed by the message it stressed. His words seemed to stay. Hello, Mom and Dad, here's your own lad, your soldier boy. I'm writing to tell you that everything's still okay. Across the ocean was exciting, I must confess. Our convoy was strong, but I've got an ocean. Your prayers made the trip a success. I can't tell you now what we're doing. But we'll come through. We've so much to fight for back home in the USA. And you'll soon see your pride and joy. With love to you both, I'm as ever your soldier.
latest adventure of our G.I. Journal editor, Jack Carson. Well, Sidney Greenstreet has admitted kidnapping the beautiful Hollywood actress, and although he told Jack not to come snooping around his house, that's where we find our editor and his assistant, Arthur Treacher.
There's somebody following me.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. That's just your shadow.
Well, if it's my shadow, why isn't it doing what I'm doing?
Oh, come on. Come on. Your nerves are on edge. Here's the window. Give me a boost up. Maybe I can see the light.
All right. Here we go.
What happened?
I'm beginning to see the light down here. Now you're up there on the windowsill. Look inside and tell me what you see, sir.
All right. No, this isn't the room. This is frosted glass. I'll try the next one.
Who's that? Who's there?
It's a woman's voice. Put the light on, preacher. Why, it's a beautiful blonde. Put the light out again. No, hold it. It's Marie McDonald. Marie.
Oh, Jack, thank goodness you've come.
Oh, look at her, creature. All chained up and helpless. Why, a fiend could take advantage of her any time he wanted to.
Let's get her out of the chain, sir.
Not so fast.
Oh, Jack, free me from this dreadful monster, and everything I have is yours.
Hubba, 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 hubba. All right, Marie. Hold still now. Take this chain off. Oh, look, creature. That monster put these chains on so tight you could trace the pattern all over her fair white body.
Oh, to be the missing link on a night like
oh,
this.
Quiet.
I say, by George, I'm hot tonight,
oh,
eh, sir?
Quiet. Tell me, Marie. Marie, aren't you the girl they call the body?
Yes, I'm the body.
We should get together. I'm the soul.
Oh, come now, Mr. Carson. Most people call you the heel.
Jack, who's he?
The shoelace.
Shh, listen. Listen, what's that?
Shh. Somebody's trying to sneak in.
It's Sidney Greenstreet. He's coming to torture me again.
Quick, creature. We'll hide under the bed and capture him when he isn't looking.
Come in.
Ah, my fair captive. Let me feast my eyes on you.
Is that all you want to do? Feast your eyes on me?
Don't worry. At my age, I'm just sightseeing. Wait a minute. How did you get out of those chains?
I wiggled out of them.
How?
Well, I wriggled like this, and I wriggled like that, and then I gave one big wriggle.
We're missing a lot under this bed.
I still don't understand how you got out of those chains. Would you mind showing me again? Well, my dear, I'm getting tired. I think I'll sit down on the bed.
Oh!
There's someone else in this room.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
P-5-4-5, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
There ain't nobody here but a Czechoslovakian.
There's somebody under this bed. I'll bend down and see who it is.
Don't wait a minute. Don't bother. We'll get out and make it easy for you.
Oh, so it's you, Carson. I told you to stay away from this house. Now you'll take the penalty.
What'll you do?
What'll I do? I'm going to kill you.
You know, sir, I think this fella has a nasty streak in him.
First, I'm going to take you and this beautiful girl and put you both into a pot of boiling water.
Can't you make that cold water? If I'm in there with Marie, the water will come to a boil by itself.
No, on second thought. That wouldn't be punishment enough. I think I'll chain up Treacher and then take a whip and cover you with stripes from head to foot, Carson.
Just my luck. He's going to make me a sergeant the hard way.
back in the G.I. Journal long enough to proofread the travel page with Mel Torme and the Meltones taking that sentimental journey.
Time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Come every mile
of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to?
Jack Carson, Arthur Treacher, and Marie McDonald out of Sydney Green Streets.
Marie, how do you feel?
I can't stand it much longer, Jack. You've got to do something.
You know, I read a story once where some people were tied up, and a little mouse came and chewed until they were free.
Forget the mouse. You're a big, strong man, Jack. Bulge your muscles and break the chains.
All right, I will. I'll use all my strength and break these chains. I'll break these chains. There must be a mouse around here somewhere.
Jack, this is serious. We might all starve right here in this room.
I know it, Marie. But before we do, I've got something I want to say to you.
Yes?
All my life, I've been looking for a girl like you.
And, Jack, I've been looking for a boy like you.
It's beginning to tell, you know, the girl is delirious.
Where can I find another creature like you?
And where could I find a creature like you?
Have you ever tried looking under the rocks?
Jack, before I faint, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your coming here to save me from this terrible fiend. It was noble.
Oh.
Yes, it was. I think you're fine and decent and a living example of perfection in manhood.
Oh, Marie, you're only saying that because it's true.
May I make a suggestion, Miss McDonald? Perhaps if you'll scream, someone will come to our aid.
All right, Treacher. I'll try.
Oh, now, come now, Miss McDonald. You could do better than that.
Yes?
Just imagine you're with Mr. Carson and Griffith Park.
All right, I'll try again.
I'll stay smashed into the door. I'll smash the door. I'll stay. Bless you. Has anybody got a key?
Don't give up now. Try again.
All right, here I come.
My goodness, how did you ever smash in that heavy oak door?
I did it with my strong right. I used my kick, and nothing hurts my head.
Who are you?
Who, me? I'm General Colonel Major Lieutenant Private Chad Sack.
What a brave soldier you must be. And look at that campaign ribbon.
Yeah, I never saw a campaign ribbon like that. A chartreuse bow with pink diagonal flounces.
Yeah, I got that in the Battle of the Philippi in Normandy. I got that in the powder room at the Palladium.
Sack, old boy, if you take these chains off me, I'll give you $100.
And, Sack, if you take my chains off, I'll give you $500.
Sacky, I haven't got any money.
You can open a charge account.
Go on, hurry up. We got to get out of here.
Oh, okay. I'll get you out.
It feels so good to be free again. Sack, I don't know how to thank you. What can I give you for a reward?
Let's hurry before that demon comes back.
Who's afraid of a demon?
So this is a little weasel who's trying to help you escape. Come here, you.
No, you don't, fatty. I know your type. You're so round, so firm, so fully packed.
I stood for enough of this interference. Now I'll settle with all of you.
Now, yes, stand back. I got a gun and I've got you covered.
Curses foiled again.
All right, you two fellas. You better get out of here.
Oh, gee, thanks, Sack. I'll always be grateful to you for saving my life. So long.
Yes, goodbye, old boy.
Goodbye, Pip. And then now I'll settle with you, you monster.
What are you going to do?
I'll show you.
Oh, my hero. You saved me from that horrible monster. Thank you, and goodbye, Sack.
Just a minute. You're staying here.
But why?
I'm a new monster.
That's about all we can stuff into this edition, gang. But before we shut down the presses for the night, I want to say thanks to our star reporters for getting out this edition of G.I. Journal. Marie, Treacher, Mel, Connie, Dick, Harry, the Meltones, and Sidney Greenstreet, who's really a very nice guy, girls. He's not at all the beast he's cracked up to be. I'm the one you got to watch. This is Jack Carson saying, so long, man.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you.